Would you like to expand beyond your familiar horizons? Does the idea of stepping through a portal to a different dimension excite you? If so, then this podcast is for you. I Think I've Met You, But Also Know I Haven't is a Malbe Studios Style 13 production.
Episode 2. Are you all right there, Julie?
Reality is a hard thing to figure out and define. Sure, it can be broken down into its component parts, and we can discuss and intellectualize about it. But what is real and what isn't is actually very hard to verify, with the search for a definitive description challenging even our greatest minds. In trying to prove that he actually existed, 17th century French philosopher and mathematician René Descartes came up with the phrase,
"I think, therefore I am."
He expanded on this statement by saying that he could not doubt that he himself actually existed, because in order to do that, he would have to be the one doing the doubting in the first place. Once he was happy that he had more or less proved that he existed, he went on to try and do the same for the world around him. He came up with the argument that the everyday sensory perceptions that he experienced were involuntary and not willed by him. Because these perceptions came from a place outside of his mind, it thus proved the existence of a world external to himself. And so, is it possible to apply Descartes' statements to the multiple realities that Style 13 and its like offer us today? Does his reasoning still have a place in our many worlds' existence? Perhaps. The slogan, "I think, therefore I am, wherever I am doing the thinking," was the much lauded winning entry of a Descartes caption competition in the recently launched Any Portal in a Storm magazine. The phrase and its slight addendum seems to have satisfied many fans of the old philosopher's work, and the growing view is that his best known pronouncement does in fact hold true, irrespective of the emergence of parallel dimensions and alternate realities. The first media recorded instance of a gateway coming to public knowledge took place at the Canal End entrance to Dublin's Croke Park. The event being hosted there on that day was the 2011 All-Ireland Gaelic football final between teams representing Kerry and Dublin. A television crew, who had been tasked with trying to capture the atmosphere of the occasion, were conducting live interviews with supporters from both sides as they entered the stadium. Conditions weren't ideal for filming, as they had not only to contend with excited punters chanting and shouting their allegiance to their team, but also programme sellers and match stewards, who were using megaphones to loudly direct the crowds to enter the stadium via styles 1 to 12. One of the television camera crew noticed that there was another stall, situated slightly away from the others, that appeared to be open, but wasn't being used. He brought this anomaly to the attention of the interviewer, a young reporter called Julie McKenna, who was in her first year with the station and was keen to make an impression. Julie decided that the tranquil style would offer a quirky take on crowd behaviour and she moved her crew so that she could conduct her next live piece from there. A father and daughter were the first to step into the booth and produce their tickets. They pushed through the turnstile and were immediately accosted by the waiting TV crew and its very enthusiastic reporter.
Hi guys! So, why did you choose to step through Style 13 when nobody else appears to be doing so?
Oh yeah, well, we saw the gateway there and thought that it led to the same place as all the others, but well, maybe I was wrong. This is Crow Park, isn't it?
I can assure you, you've come to the right place. I see you're supporting the underdogs today. Kerry are hot favourites to win the game. Do you think the Dubs can do it?
Well, they certainly have to play out of their skin. But anything can happen on the day, can't it? I mean, it's the final. The sun is shining and we don't even have the queue to get in.
Lucky Style, lucky day, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, there you have it. It may not exactly be scientific, but the Style 13ers have spoken, and apparently change is in the air, and it's Dublin to win today.
Prominent scientists and physicists are often called upon to give their opinion on the validity of the Style 13 phenomenon. Traditional science has been slow in giving its endorsement to the gateway's existence, as it has always needed to establish proof before it would fully commit to backing any hypothesis. But they are slowly coming around to the idea. This could be down to the growing number of scientists who claim to have had their own passing through experience, and because of their new outlook, no longer feel a need to actually prove that they have passed through anything. On a recent primetime news program, a prominent physicist was asked why he now supported the Style 13ers. His response was to hold out his hands with his palms upwards and say,
"Science minds. I mean, what the hell?"
This sort of response has gone down very well with those involved in the quantum arena, with many of them nodding sagely at their newly liberated brethren's pronouncements. Dublin were victorious that day in 2011. History was made when the winning point was scored by their goalkeeper, the first time this had ever happened in a final. During the post-match discussions in the studios of the national broadcaster, a panel of experts brought attention to some of the multitude of little things that went right for the boys in blue, culminating in their narrow win. It was on this programme that the Style 13 catchphrase first came into being.
"Look, it was extraordinary. They went for every ball as if their lives depended on it. They were like a different team today. Men possessed. Not like anything we've seen from them before. And they got the bounce of the ball. They got the bit of luck they needed today. I think this could be the start of something special for this bunch of lads."
"Yes, yes, I agree. What was it Julie said in the outside broadcast earlier? Changes in the air."
"Yes, well actually, we can go across to Julie right now to get some post-match reaction. Are you with us there, Julie? Hello."
Hi, Michael.
Yes, great excitement here. And a lot of euphoric Dublin fans. It was a fantastic match. It was a great win for Dublin. And I think even the Kerry fans won't begrudge them this one.
That's the last one they're getting. We'll be back again next year. Up the kingdom.
Yeah. Well, Julie, we all agree here that it has been one of the best finals in many years. Dublin surprising us with their attitude and drive. I imagine even their own supporters didn't expect such a display from them.
No, Michael. Most people I've spoken to expected a Kerry win. But if you recall, there were some who forecast it would be Dublin's day. And coincidentally, I bumped into them again. Our Style 13ers, Aoife and Pat. What a game. You have to be happy with that result.
Yes, we are thrilled. It was an amazing performance. And I can't believe we were here to see it.
See these tickets? I had to smother me granny to get them. But it was worth it. And I'm only messing. I love me granny.
Well, the joys of live television. I'm sure that was a joke and his granny is unharmed. Hopefully, anyway. Will somebody check on that woman? So, Aoife, this was your first time at a final. Maybe you brought the luck with you today.
Maybe, yeah. What was it you said to my dad before the match? Lucky style, lucky day?
Oh, that's right, the Style 13 effect. Oh, that's strange. I could have sworn.
Are you still with us, Julie?
Yes, yeah, sorry, Michael. I just got a little, I really thought we were conducting our piece from the same area as before the game. Style 13 was just over there. I just saw it. Doesn't seem to be there now.
Are you okay there, Julie?
Sorry, we must be in a different place, I guess. Anyway, whatever, or wherever we are, Dublin are the new All-Ireland champions. Back to you in the studio.
Style 13 itself never reappeared, at least not in that section of Croke Park. The before and after footage of the 2011 game quickly went viral on social media, sparking huge interest and inspiring a raft of graffiti artist works with many different versions of the tag Style 13 was here, appearing in the most random of places. Julie McKenna soon left mainstream broadcasting, going on to write a book about her search for the missing gateway and producing the now hugely successful Style 13 podcast. It is a now widely accepted belief that portals to other dimensions were in existence prior to the Croke Park expose 2011. Contributors in a recent episode of the popular program The Quantum Pleasures cited as an example the work of physicist Hugh Everett, who in the late 1950s introduced us to the many worlds theory. This theory says a new world is created every time we make a choice or decision, allowing another you to go forward in a newly created parallel world, whilst a version of you remains in our world, unaware that a split has taken place. The host of the program, Ivor Nidea, put it this way. Think about all the little decisions you made to get you here to the studio. How did you travel? Car? Train? Bus? Who did you interact with? If you had left your home 10 minutes earlier or later, how might that have changed your life? You're here now, but how many yous are still on the bus? Another participant who was representing a fast-growing demographic called bilateral philosophers, who were sometimes pro and sometimes anti-Style 13, put a damper on things by introducing the paradox that if unlimited possible universes and realities do in fact exist, and each of those in turn also have unlimited possible universes and realities, then a realm must exist where parallel dimensions do not exist. Historically, philosophers haven't been great supporters of the multiple dimension theory, with the likes of Aristotle rejecting the possibility of multiple worlds. Of course, he also said that space itself was not unlimited, and that all the heavenly bodies revolved around the Earth, a misnomer that tends to undermine his dimension-denying pronouncements. So is the existence of the gateway a physical thing? Or is it simply down to belief or faith? Modern philosophers have been fairly evenly divided on the matter, although a middle ground has emerged of late, where many of them find they can agree. The basis of this commonality is centered on the theory that we as humans create our own reality, and it is within our power to radically change our perception of our worlds. One can step, metaphorically speaking, in a single instant into a new life where things that are causing dissatisfaction and disharmony can be discarded and a new beginning made. This logic concludes that simple belief in Style 13 can bypass the whole self-development process. Game without pain, so to speak. Unsurprisingly, this theory has not gone down too well with counselors and psychotherapists, especially the unionized ones, who see the philosopher's pronouncements as crossing the demarcation line and stepping into their realm of expertise. Their anger towards philosophers has sparked an unusual amount of physical altercations between both groups, with attempts to get them to sit down together to talk and reason out their differences proving largely unsuccessful. So how does one verify the difference in one's life if one has already had a passing through experience? How do you quantify something as ethereal and as unique as the experience and legacy that one is left with post-Style 13? Well, maybe we don't have to. As the words of the song Style 13 says, Style 13 entices the bold, the kindred who want to be part of its fold. Run with the crowd or follow the few. The choices are yours now. What will you do?
Style 13.